A lawsuit settlement between Oklahoma State Board of Education and the Oklahoma Public Charter School Association will greatly change the way public schools are funded. State Impact's Robbie Korth spoke to Chris Brewster, president of the charter school organization and superintendent of Santa Fe South in Oklahoma City, about the genesis of the lawsuit and school funding.
The lawsuit was brought about in 2017. It claims that by denying public charter schools some state and local tax revenues, not enough money is going to their students. I asked Brewster, what exactly is Santa Fe South missing because of that lack of state funding?
We began our school in a church basement and then progressed to an old YMCA and then expanded into a school district site that had been surplused. That was built in 1906. We built an early childhood center in an old armory and a sixth grade center in a grocery store. Literally for 20 years, charter schools like Santa Fe South have had no way financially to expand facilities to even a modicum of equality. But in general, charter schools have to take the slice of the general fund that we have and pay for rental and facilities maintenance. We can't afford buses. We can't afford band uniforms and computers. All of those have to come from general funds that were originally designated for direct instruction.
So public school advocates, though, say this will come at a cost. And this will affect public school districts and will be a detriment to them by reducing their portion of state funding. How do you respond to that?
I do believe that we need significantly more funding dollars in the public school system in our state. And I do believe that we have not paid attention to this deficit for some time. None of that, however, rights the wrong that we believe has occurred for nearly 20 years in funds that were generated for charter school kids, but we're not making it to charter school kids. And I've spoken at length to many, many fellow superintendents who obviously have been hired to be the fiscal agents and overseers in their districts, and they should be concerned about any contraction of their state funds. However, these are not funds we believe ever belong to other districts. And it is an issue, frankly, of justice in my mind that we're talking about here.
What's the ultimate goal here? I mean, is there like how can charter schools and traditional public schools that we all have in our minds coexist, you know, across the country, but specifically in Oklahoma?
There are about 105,000 school-age kids in the Oklahoma City metro area, and it encompasses multiple districts. And the question we need to be asking is, do we as a society have the capacity to provide 105,000 quality seats to each of those kids? The answer, I think, is an unequivocal yes. Do we think the public school system can do it by itself? It hasn't. Do we think private schools can do it? No. Do we think that virtuals can do it? Do we think that that homeschool can do it? Do we think that charters? No, but I absolutely believe that a collective approach with the children at the heart of it can yield results. I absolutely believe that if we will get our adult act together and say, how do we support strong schools, no matter what kind of schools they are, suburban schools, rural schools, inner city schools, and hold accountable schools that are not creating great learning environments, can we produce 105,000 great seats? I absolutely think we can. The long game here is a great seat for every kid in Oklahoma. And this is a step toward that.